The USDA has released the November WASDE report. Kim is here to talk about it. Kim, any significant changes for wheat?
Well, there's a minor change for wheat. USDA increased the wheat export by 25 million bushels and lowered the ending stocks by 25 million bushels. The good news there is that 25 million bushel increase in exports is with hard red winter wheat. And that surprised me with the current protein levels. We don't know if that 25 million bushels is feed wheat, milling wheat, or a combination of both, but at least it's hard red winter wheat. It's out of our supply.
Let's talk about corn and soybeans. Any surprises there in the report?
Well, there wasn't any surprises in soybeans, minor changes in beans. But with corn, the USDA raised their yield estimate to a record yield. They increased the corn production to 14.6 billion bushels. The highest pre-release estimate for that was 14.3 billion bushels, so is well above the estimates and negative for corn.
How do you think the report's going to impact prices?
Well, you know, with corn, I think with more yield, more corn, we've already had adequate corn. I think it's going to be negative for corn prices. And anytime you have negative for corn prices, it's going to be negative for wheat prices. Because some of this wheat we have, especially hard red winter wheat, is feed wheat. We need to move that into the feed market. And with lower corn prices, that's going to hinder some of that.
Now, producers have pretty much wrapped up planting the 2018 crop. Do you think the current situation is going to impact management practices moving forward?
Well, the scuttlebutt on the street is that with low prices, the producers are going to be less likely to put nitrogen and fertilizer and chemical, you know, fungicides, herbicides on the wheat to get good quality production. I think there is a tendency to do that, and if they do that, I think that'll have a negative impact for prices for the 18 crop.
And then, in turn, how should producers react to current and then expected prices?
Well, I think they've got to ignore these lower prices. If you're a wheat producer, you're a wheat producer, and you've got to produce a quality product that the market wants and needs, and the only way to do that is to use best management practices to get that test weight up, get that protein up, and have a good milling product.
Kim, always good talking to you. We'll see you again next week.